The wife and son of slain Beatle John Lennon traveled to the Capitol on what could be the last day of the final public comment period on whether hydrofracking should go forward in New York. Yoko Ono says Governor Cuomo should tell the truth about fracking.
Fracking kills. And it doesn't just kill us. It kills the land, nature, and eventually the whole world. And our dear planet, which we think is beautiful. I mean, I think that New York State is the most beautiful state. So it's such a pity that we're going to do that. We're going to commit suicide altogether.
Sean Lennon says he and his mother first became concerned about the gas drilling practice when the Constitution Pipeline was planned to border their farm in the Catskills. It was purchased by John Lennon and Yoko Ono decades ago. They say their worries about harmful effects from fracking led them to create their own group, Artists Against Fracking.
I wanted to save my own house's drinking water first, and then it sort of escalated from there. So that house was my dad's house and still is, so I'm sure he would have been on our side.
Ono and Lennon, along with a couple of dozen other anti-fracking activists, attempted to deliver a letter to Governor Cuomo asking him for a meeting. An aide politely accepted the missive. Cuomo was in New York City. The anti-fracking groups also delivered boxes and boxes of paper that they said contained 204,000 signed public comments that questioned the health and safety of hydrofracking. Sandra Steingraber is an Ithaca College biologist.
204,000 is a lot of comments. 204,000 is a lot of votes. Enough to swing an election, even in a big state like New York.
Assembly Democrats also held a lengthy hearing on fracking in the first week of the legislative session, where opponents as well as supporters gave testimony. Karen Moreau with the Petroleum Institute, who believes fracking can be done safely with proper regulation, argued for fracking to commence. She says the state has delayed long enough.
New York has developed a reputation for studying economic development to death instead of doing economic development. And what I see in Pennsylvania with my eyes, and I don't claim to be an expert on anything.
As Moreau was subjected to catcalls from opponents, she accused them of having a hypocritical agenda against fossil fuels and against development of any kind.
Nobody in this room comes to this place in a solar-powered vehicle. There has to be a way to move this thing forward.
It seems the only person not talking much about fracking lately is Governor Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo did not mention hydrofracking at all in his State of the State message, as hundreds of protesters chanted outside the hall where he gave his speech. Cuomo says it wasn't necessary to bring up the topic.
It had nothing to do with the speech. Where fracking is we're doing a review of fracking on the merits. We're now looking at the health consequences of fracking, as you know. That has nothing to do with the state of the state.
Cuomo's health commissioner, Dr. Nirav Shah, has asked three outside experts to review unspecified data on possible health effects of fracking. The experts have not yet issued their findings. The governor has said he'll decide whether or not to permit the gas drilling in the state by late February. That's when the 90-day extension of a rulemaking process runs out. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.